curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am awesome. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am really excited about today's topic because this is a topic that gets me all sorts of fired up. So I can't wait to hear your insights on it. But we're going to be talking today about organizational curiosity and how that really inspires growth, not only in the individual, but in the organization. And so, as you know, creativity really begins with curiosity, and curiosity is really a catalyst for growth. So talk to us a little bit, Ron, about this topic and why it resonates with you.
So I think, you know, too many times people look at themselves and go, well, I'm not a creative because I'm not artistic. What they mean is they can't draw a pretty picture. But it doesn't mean they're not creative. It doesn't mean they don't find creative solutions. But part of being creative is to understand those things around you that you don't understand. And we've talked before that, you know, one of my favorite things to do before a long airplane trip is to, you know, go to a bookstore that has a great magazine rack and buy a dozen magazines that I would normally not read. And just to stick them in my briefcase and begin to look at them and look at what patterns are emerging. How are they using space differently? What are the stories that are emerging out of them? What are different industries talking about that are our issues too, but they're looking at it from a different perspective. So that's part of this idea of being curious. There's never been an easier time to be curious though with, you know, things like podcasts. You can go on and find, you know, I forget the number of podcasts, kajillion, that are out there, but you can find experts in about anything, and the cost of entry to listen to those is zero. And so simply your time. So being able to curate your own curiosity is really easy, but it's critically important because as the knowledge of the world is accessible by everyone, those that succeed will be those who can curate their own curiosity.
And I think it's really interesting, Ron, because when you look at it from what leadership experts are really talking about, they're saying there was actually a study done recently from Learning Leader podcast where they kind of pulsed leaders. And what came out of that was that curiosity was one of the most common responses as what people would describe a good leader as having, along with humility, which of course we've talked about on this podcast before. But I think that's surprising to a lot of people because we're used to hearing words like visionary and great communication and great public speaking skills when we think of a leader. And hearing curiosity is not something that we often hear. We're starting to hear it more, percolating to that surface. But I think it's really neat and really interesting and just really refreshing that curiosity is something that's risen to the top.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the base for leadership these days. You know, there's a number of studies out there that look at the reading habits of CEOs and appoint leaders. And, you know, depending on whose study you believe, those point leaders are reading between 30 and 60 books a year. 50 is kind of the most common number that comes up in a study. And, you know, that's because they're curious. They're not reading books just in their industry. They're reading narrative books about great leaders from the past. They're reading historical fiction. They're reading contemporary business leaders. They're also reading things that have nothing to do with anything in today's leadership, but it's giving them knowledge and a pool to make future decisions from. So, and I think most of them that I talk to, and we certainly talk to and coach with a lot of senior leaders, is that they're not doing it out of fear of missing out. They're doing it out of a genuine hunger and a curious nature for more knowledge and a diverse knowledge. And I think that's the thing that the muscle that emerging leaders have got to train is that curiosity muscle.
So it really comes down to the learning, but I like how you just referenced that it's not just learning for the sake of learning. It's learning with that intention of I'm going to drive the curiosity and not just try to gain as much knowledge in this industry or this particular topic. It's more about how do I diversify my learning and just kind of let curiosity pull me towards what I naturally should be spending more time doing.
Exactly. One of the reasons for me, you know I get made fun of a lot in the office because I still read newspapers, printed version of newspapers, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, but I can get the main articles online. I can't discover things, or I don't discover new ideas and new concepts online because I find I read the top 10 stories, but I never get to the things that are in there that I'm going to have that aha moment or that I start seeing patterns. So it's important that for me, I have to put myself in front of that printed sheet, and then I'm just looking for those articles that I'm not going to get in other ways. Now I know there's folks who have figured it out. I haven't figured it out. So that's my system.
So speaking of systems, I know you have a lot of insight for emerging leaders or even leaders who are just kind of feeling a little bit stale in their career right now. What are some ways that they can really spark that curiosity for themselves again and start to, as you said, train that muscle?
I think it's figuring out what you want. You know, we had our internship lunch yesterday, and that's our annual event where we send interns back to college. We thank them for their experiences. Each member of the team gives them a bit of advice or a story. But one of the things that comes out of this is this idea that you've got to decide what you want and then edit out the things in your life that don't get you down that path. And so for emerging leaders, you know, the biggest thing is to figure out what you want and then begin to curate, to drive back into your life the knowledge, the information, the relationships that allow you to move towards that goal. Now, goals change, so don't get so headlong into, well, I want this, and if I can never change it again. Now, don't be like the kid in college who changes his major every semester and takes 12 years to graduate. But it's okay to discover along the way and discover different paths. That's what curiosity gives you. It allows you to have control, not somebody else or serendipity to give you a better life. It literally is about you just deciding what you want and moving towards that.
And I know, Ron, we've talked about this before because I know both of us are huge proponents of really that self-reflection. And I think that curiosity goes into that a lot, you know, taking the time to really ask yourself and be curious about your own development and asking yourself questions that really cause you to stop and think. And you've asked me questions, and I know I've probably asked you questions along the way that made you really kind of stop and say, like, wow, I need to spend a little bit more time exploring that. So I thought maybe today we could just throw out a couple of those questions that we've thrown at each other or we recommend throwing at ourselves occasionally to just kind of spark that curiosity of your own inner development and that self-reflection muscle that's so important for leaders.
Oh, absolutely. I think that'd be great.
So one of them that I know that you have asked me before is, who do you admire and how would you strive to be more like them? And I think that's a really good question because it causes you to really stop and think. And I've given you an example, the same example many times, but you've challenged me before, like, okay, I know it's your dad, but who else? You know, who else? And I think that's something that when you stop and really spend time kind of exploring, it piques your curiosity again. It makes you think back and think about other people that have made a big impact.
Yeah, and understanding why you admire them. And it's fun to say, gosh, I'd like to be rich and influential like Oprah, but why? What are the things that she does that merit your admiration? And I think once we do that, then it becomes really, one, I think it brings great joy because you begin to see these traits in other people. And you realize, oh, it's not just the anomaly of the great one. There are lots of people with those traits. And if that's what you want, then it's much easier to achieve.
Exactly. So one of the other ones that is a very tough question, but I think a really interesting question that we've asked each other is, what mistakes have you made today? And are these mistakes you also made yesterday? Wow.
Yeah.
Drop the hammer.
Exactly. So I had a weird one this morning. Apparently, I wasn't paying attention driving to work, and I cut somebody off. and happens to be somebody who's in our building. And so he was very angry and screaming at me in the parking lot. And I had no idea what he was talking about. So if he's listening, I'm sorry again. But that question is really about human relationships. It's really about being intentional with your life and understanding that by acknowledging the mistake, we're casting away that doubt, that negativity. But we're also saying, you know, is this a pattern in my life? And I don't think cutting people off is a pattern in my life, but I got to pay more attention to that. But sometimes, you know, something's a pattern. That's a decision. You've decided to be that way. And as we shared, we had a board member the other day who was giving me coaching and said, you know, the behaviors that you allow in an organization are that you don't like are your fault. You allow them. And that was really profound to me. And I kind of knew that, but to have it right there in those words, I thought was pretty powerful. But I think it goes back to our own lives. The behaviors that we allow, that we excuse in ourselves, that aren't advancing us on a spiritual, financial, physical, emotional way, aren't helping us be better. And we have to make those decisions. But man, sometimes it's painful to acknowledge.
It's really painful to acknowledge. And I think it's so important to spend time asking yourself that question, because it again sparks that curiosity of, how did I get to this point? This has maybe become a habit. And how do you now break that habit? And it kind of re-energizes you that you can reset. Like habits can be broken and you can reset. And I think that's the point of asking these tough questions, is restart your own mind thinking about things that sometimes are really difficult to think about, but to spark that curiosity and that imagination of a place in a world in which you can operate slightly differently.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. You know, I think one of the other questions that, you know, we use a lot in with each other and with our coaching practices, with our teammates, is what are you holding back from and why? And I refer to that as the greatness question, because it is almost never, when we ask people this and they're really honest, it's a fear of being amazing. And there's a Brené Brown quote, and I love Brené Brown, but, and I'll butcher the quote, so go read her books, find the quote. But there's a quote that says, you know, who are you to hold back from being great with the gifts that God gave you? And I think that really is that question. But unless somebody asks you, your life becomes like that old couch in the basement. You know, the cats have been delivered on this thing. But we've all got that old couch that is junky. We've had it since college. But we quit noticing it, that it's old and smelly. Or our own lives become that way. And we're holding back from getting rid of that metaphorical couch because it's heavy. It's hard to get rid of. We had fond memories of it, but it doesn't serve us. Nobody looks at it and thinks, wow, that's excellence. That's preeminent. They look at it and go, wow, that's pretty dumpy. And, you know, there's things in our life that we're holding back from greatness because we don't want to get rid of the old couch. And that's people, that's processes, that's jobs, that's relationships, that's fear of doing what we know we were born to do, but it isn't easy. But, you know, as we were talking earlier this week on another topic, you know, the person who needs to know every outcome of a trip never starts the trip. And that question goes to that, is this fear of, well, I don't know how it's going to turn out. Well, you know, I get in the shower every day and I never think about what I'm going to do in the shower. But then I go to the closet and I spend a lot of time thinking about what I'm going to wear. So we don't need to know the basic things and those details. We need to curate. I'm using that word a lot today, but I love the word curate. We need to curate our own lives. And sometimes it means throwing away that old suit jacket that's out of style and doesn't fit you anymore and moving on to your own greatness. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I, as you were talking about it, I was thinking about, you know, our tendency to even go into a bookstore and go to the same section.
Absolutely.
And to go to the same authors because you like that author or you really like that podcast and it gets you fired up. And it's time sometimes to uncover new things and ask other people, what are you listening to? What are you reading? in diversifying that, because you can really start listening to the same people, start reading the same people, and get a lot of enjoyment out of that. But it doesn't necessarily keep sparking a lot of new curiosity. So it makes you really think that old couch analogy of like, what are the old couches and even the things that you used to do to spark your curiosity that now it's time to freshen up? And it doesn't mean getting rid of everything that you did. You might love that podcast and you still listen to it, but how do you incorporate a different point of view?
Absolutely. And I think that's critical. And I was listening to the Skim podcast. That's S-K-I-M-M. Two M's for a little more, I think, is their motto, which is part of the Skim Media. But it's a podcast by two young millennial women who only interview other women on kind of women's issues around business and leadership. And I get more out of that. Not that I'm learning a lot of lessons from how to start a business, but I'm learning lessons about culture, about the way people in New York think, about the way millennial women think, about culture issues and new products out there. I can listen to the ones, you know, I traditionally love, you know, the Malcolm Gladwells of the world, but I learn more from the two ladies on the Skim every week about culture and changing dynamics. And so if you're not intentional about that, you know, you become that, you know, old crotchety guy, Clint Eastwood in the movie with the shotgun, get off my lawn. You know, you become that guy. And, you know, God didn't put you on this planet to be crotchety and negative. If you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not learning, you're dying. And so for leaders out there, if you quit learning, you've given up your right to lead. So you need to step away and get out of the way so those who are passionate about learning and change can continue your mission.
And I think that's a great way to end the podcast today, Ron. And thank you for just sharing your insights. I know when we were talking about this topic, I get all sorts of excited about it. And so I appreciate you sharing with the listening audience the little nuggets that you've shared with me over the years.
Well, they might be little nuggets there. But thank you, and thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.